The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Before we get into even more of what is wrong with the flu vaccination programs all around the world, last hour we were talking about cannabis that's kosher for Passover. And that was an interesting story for sure. But what I did not know, and I probably forgot, actually, I knew, I found out about it today because of Super Don. He's a music man. There's actually a rap song. I don't know if it was done specifically for cannabis kosher for Passover, but how do you find this stuff? These songs. I mean, this isn't even a Weird Al Yankovic song.
You know, the internet is just a wonderful thing. I mean, you can just pop in a search there on YouTube or whatever, put in a few descriptive words, and you never know what you're going to come up with.
Right. So this is climbing up the charts, American Top 40, the Jewish version. And it's the song is entitled Pot in the Latkes. Oh, my gosh.
Latkes.
Now, those of you who don't know what latkes are, they're like little potato pancakes. Usually, we used to grow up and we ate them with applesauce. You put applesauce and latkes together. Awesome. But, it'll really stimulate your appetite if there's pot in them latkes. So we never did that. But now that it's kosher for Passover, who knows? Who knows? Oh, my gosh.
Well, there you go, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of delicious.
You can find anything on the internet.
You can. Good job on that one. Deliciousness. We got the chocolate One World Way. Just came in yesterday. And it was for my kids because they love that. Even though I don't mind it at all. But, of course, I got it before they were up and I opened it and had my first chocolate wake-up call today with the One World Way. And it ties into the stevia story last hour. Remember I was telling you my son brought his friend over or whatever. And they went right to the garden. He pulls a stevia leaf and says, here, lick this, you know, and it's like it tastes like a leaf. I'm like, what's the big deal? Now chew on it. Boom. An explosion of sweetness. If you've never tried a stevia leaf straight from the plant, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And you can actually utilize it safely. And I have been for many, many years. So it's cool to be growing it, too. All right. So you want me to send you a stevia leaf? It might dry out by the time it gets to you, though.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. That sounds kind of cool. I mean, I've used stevia before, but never right off the plant.
Yeah, pretty neat. So let's see, where do we go for by the way, thanks for Jeffrey Jackson for jumping on board today and giving us an update. There'll probably be a lot more rallies to come, a lot more news on the movie Vax, a lot more folks stepping up and saying, you know what, I will not be censored, and I don't want to be told what I can and can't see or can and can't know. And it's about dang time that's happening across the board. The more they fight, bring it on, the more you're going to find that the bad guys are going to lose ultimately. Now, and it isn't ultimately about losing or winning, because I think in mass, I'm not a collectivist. Individually, you can win by unplugging from the vaccine matrix. Collectively, I don't think we'll ever get everybody to agree on everything, ever. Is that something we can all agree on?
I think that's pretty
obvious. Yeah. Maybe that one we can all agree on.
I disagree.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we'll all agree on something. Never mind. But the flu vaccine is something that more and more people are questioning. You know, we hear stories every year. People are just not getting enough of their flu shots, as if they're their flu shots. It's always the way they market the word terminology. It's not just a flu shot, it's your flu shot. It's not just a vaccine, it's your vaccine, right? They want to personalize it even though you haven't accepted it, because they want to make the assumption that you've accepted it so that you have to fight back and say, wait a second, that wasn't mine. It was never yours. But you adopted it because they've used language to manipulate your belief system into believing you're an outlier for not wanting to be injected with toxic medicaments that don't even work. Now, here's the latest, and this is from NBC News. Flu vaccines might be aiming at the wrong target, study shows. Now, what is this target they're aiming at? Now, think about H1N1, H3N2, all those fancy names we've made fun of over the years about flu shots. And you got to figure that the H actually stood for something, and it did. The H stood for hemagglutinin, or hemagglutinin. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's not something I use very often in terms of words. But it's H that they have targeted to develop antibodies for. In other words, when they give you the antigens for the flu that they guess by Democratic vote to some degree, whether it be CDC or the Advisory Board for Vaccine Practices each year, and they put that in, they say, this is the H we want you to stimulate, right, an antibody to. Now, whether it does or doesn't, to me, is irrelevant, because it's not truly addressing the reason why you might have an influenza manifestation or influenza-like symptom manifestation in your body. But the reality is it's not working so well, because evidently this H, this hemagglutinin, is, and please don't call me and complain that I pronounced it wrong. I don't even care about this word in terms of proper pronunciation. Right?
Hey, listen, science doesn't even want to, they just call it H. So
H,
there you
right.
go.
So, H, all right? H, yo, it's H. But it modifies, it's very, let's say, nimble. In other words, if they get the right H response, it may be the wrong time. It's too late. It's already mutated, right? You hear that every year. Well, maybe it mutated. It didn't work. You know, we hear the times where it's 23% effective, 16% effective. Now they're claiming this year it's like in the 50s of the percentile. I don't know if that's true or not, because the only way they measure it is not whether you get the flu or not, but whether they're successful in stimulating the antibody to the H factor. But this article is saying, well, maybe the H is not the thing we should target. It's the N. The N. H1N1, H3N2. The neuraminidase. Again, don't call and argue about my pronunciation of neuraminidase. I don't care. I care about a lot of things that I don't so much. But they're found on the surface of the virus, and they're supposedly easy for the immune system to see and target. So if that's the case, why do you need a vaccine? Right? That's the question. Don't ask that question, Robert. That's just annoying. Don't you dare. But they're saying that it doesn't mutate as well or as quickly, and that if they stimulated that, that would be the way to go. But the problem, they say, with the neuraminidase in a vaccine, neuraminidase, maybe that sounds better, neuraminidase. Sounds like a neurominotaur. It's like an ancient monster.
We'll just call it N.
N, thank you. Let's go back to N. In a vaccine is that it's biologically unstable. So, in other words, they can target it, but you might have to get the shot the moment it's pulled from an egg or something. It's not going to maintain that integrity to stimulate the antibody response to the N in the H1N1 or H3N2. So what's the point? Well, we just want to learn about immunity to flu to help us design better vaccines. Well, you just admitted you can't stabilize the N anyway, so what's the point? Well, the point is, from our perspective here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is that your immune system is a hell of a lot more complicated than getting injected toxic poisons to stimulate an antibody to it. As we've talked about, the terrain, the milieu, the environment, the microbiome, the integrity of the gut, all of these things play a much larger role than whether you have an antibody or not. The hydration factor, what percentage of ongoing hydration versus chronic low-level dehydration? where we have 1% drops in optimal and we have 10% drops in metabolic functionality or efficiency among cells, and that includes your immune cells. We won't talk about silver and its ability to stop viral replication if the flu is indeed the cause of your illness. We can neutralize it. How about that for an N-word? We can neutralize it right there, stop it from replicating with silver hydrosol. Any number of immune modulators, colostrum, extra selenium. Those of you who are into vitamin C therapy, even though it's fractionally efficient relative to the microgram dosages of selenium, which are much more efficient. See, these are all the things they won't discuss when they acknowledge, well, their flu shots suck. We got a question of the day about that a little later we'll get to. Part two story as we're wrapping up this first segment here of hour two. Rising number of Florida children skipping out on shots. All right, so I want to see evidence to this rising number. Because in this story, it says, among the state's 67 school districts, they show that nearly 93% of kindergartners are up to speed on their so-called required, I won't say immunizations, vaccinations. 93%. Supernon, remind me, what is the magic number for herd immunity?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought it was 92.
Yeah. And there goes a unicorn in my backyard. Right? There is no such thing as herd immunity, but let's just give them that. If it's 92, what are they complaining about at 93? And again, they make that number up anyway. But here's the concern, I guess, on there. By the time they reach seventh grade, they're only at 90.6% compliance.
See, now that's that 1.4%.
Below, right? Below, yes. The artificial unicorn-created level of so-called herd immunity. How interesting. Now, there are exemptions in Florida, religious exemptions being primary among them. And the question is, if they're pointing this out in Florida off over at the Washington Times, does this mean they're going to target Florida for an SB 277? They already attempted it late last year, and we responded en masse within 24 hours, I think it was reversed. The Congress critter that tried to put it together in Florida reversed it, just pulled it, because we're on to you. So this is something I wonder, and the trend, in my mind, if it is indeed dropping, is going in the right direction. It means there are fewer sheeple running around the state of Florida than there are people. And that's a good thing. Of course, the health department will be in a panic soon because their budget depends on your vaccine compliance. School districts, etc. We're going to hear more about this, and we'll stay up on it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The place for health freedom and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, through GCN Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and the new SoundCloud. Back with more powerful healing. Check out robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, you follow me on Twitter. Is it called Twitter? Yeah. At RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media. On Twitter, Super Don is at It's Super Don. And our assistant millennial producer, Captain Morgan, she's got one too. We eventually include that as well. But we've got lots of links in the show notes coming up at robertscottbell.com. We'll get more updates on the CDC rally as well. And Michelle just commented on the website. I'm going to review that, and we'll probably talk about that more tomorrow. We've got lots of questions of the day, and one that I said was somewhat upset with us over something we said last, advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. I'll see if I can cover that next segment. For now, I want to dive into the power of not pot and latkes. We've already done that story. With the power of prayer. Yes, prayer. Oh, my gosh, prayer. Interesting article here you found on healthfinder.gov of all places. And it says this, most Americans turn to prayer for healing, survey finds. Now, I will say this, there's a thing called, is it still called Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO?
Yeah.
He is, like I said, he's good about pharmaceutical stuff because he knows about it, but at the same time, he's got a lot of cognitive dissonance, and he doesn't like people who are religious.
He's an atheist.
He's an atheist, right?
Yeah.
And so he annoys folks that, look, it's too easy to get annoyed with stuff. All right, he's got a perspective, fine. You can find agreement on Big Pharma, but when it comes to this prayer thing, he's not into it. Whether you're not into it or whether you're into it or not, not so much my concern. But I'm going to tell you my story. When I was a teenager, and I was sick as a dog for much of my teen years, I functioned, but I had all kinds of chronic illnesses and ailments, and the doctors would only drug me, which would suppress a symptom, and I didn't know anything else because I wasn't raised in a holistic family. This was a medical family. And I prayed. I did. I prayed to God for healing because I didn't know where else to go. The doctors weren't helping me. Now, the response wasn't, oh, here's a medicine, right, immediately that will take all of your ailments away. It was lessons in life. It was principles that I needed to learn about. I was being sent teachers. I was being sent things to learn about. Now, it was like 5 years later, at least, maybe more, where I met a homeopathic doctor who was, in many ways, the answer to my prayers. And you would say, well, that took forever. Like, you know what? What is time, ultimately? I know time, it means a lot on the air because we've got commercial breaks, we've got news breaks we got to hit. But in the big scheme of things, like, we're a blip on the radar, hardly a blip on the radar at any moment in time in history. But the time that is right for you is right for you. It might not be right for me. I was open by the age of 24 to the message that was going to be delivered by a Belgian doctor who immigrated to America and talked homeopathy in a language you could barely understand. And that changed my life for the better. Do I believe in the power of prayer? You bet I do. But I also believe that the answer to prayers comes in ways that are far different than we often expect. And that we must be open to those gifts that are wrapped in a different bow and ribbon and different colored wrapping paper than you want. It's like you'll say, God, I want to be healed and I want it to be this way, but not that way or that way or that way. It's like, how arrogant is it to tell God how you want it? I get, and listen, if you want to do it that way, that's fine. I'm not even saying don't. I'm just saying for me, I'm not the smart enough to tell God that I think I know what is the right thing to do, except that I'd say, hey, could you help me? I really don't know where to turn. I'm sincere. I'm open. It's not about pretending and being facetious about your petition or even praying for another person. I don't know what that person needs to go through, but if healing is available to that person, whoever it is, whatever they're going through, I'd like it to be available, but I know ultimately it's between them and the Creator. And everything I've said here probably is in the tenets of most every religion and maybe not in any religion. And so it goes to the point where I bring Superdon into the discussion because he's not a big religion kind of guy. So recognizing the depths of communication that go beyond the restrictions of a building or a 501(c) church of some kind.
Yes. Well, listen, I fall into the category of agnostic. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that it works or it doesn't work. I have my own opinions on prayer mm-hmm. and a higher power. And I think there is something there that exists. Do what works for you. You know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I can't really say more than that. Have I ever done anything like that before? I won't lie. I have. And do I think there's something there? Yeah, I just don't know what it is. I don't think it's a sure. big guy up in the sky.
Well, it's an honest place to be, Super Don. And like I said, prayer, it's real. Listen, there's energy associated with it. And where energy, where attention flow goes, energy flows, we've talked about that. All right, questions of the day. Energy is going to flow into questions and comments of the day. One of them is pretty scary because someone got really mad at me and Dr. Bitar. We'll see if we can remedy it after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We got to pray just to make it today. How cool was that? That was a great find, Superdome. The prayer song, how it was called, was that MC Hammer?
That was MC Hammer back in 1990, and the cool thing about that was not only was it a popular song by him, but if you notice, the sample that he's using for that song was Prince's When Doves Cry.
How cool is that? Yeah, very appropriate to do that. All right, so we got to pray just to make it today. All right, that's my rapper voice. Not very good.
Give me a beat.
Yeah. Right. My son is into Eminem now. Do you ever listen to Eminem?
I haven't in a long time, but he was very popular there for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the messaging. He says that he has some funny songs too, but again,
he definitely injected humor into his raps for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we like to inject humor into our show whenever we can, and we also like to answer questions whenever we can.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This is the first question of the day, and this comes from Lynn. I don't know how did we miss this one? Is this weeks old or days old? Because it's hard for me to keep up with it since I was traveling. She says, I just watched the YouTube video on how to avoid a colostomy bag, and I wanted to know the brand of silver to get and if the aloe vera is a certain brand as well. Couldn't find the video to view on the site. It was a post on diverticulitis group I'm in. Okay, Lynn. I don't know which YouTube video it is. I've lectured on this for many years. The silver I use is sovereign silver mostly. It's a bioactive silver hydrosol. It's because I know the quality of the product. I know the quality control measures, and I've analyzed it for years, and I don't have to wonder if it's a good batch or a bad batch, unlike other forms of colloidal silver on the market. Now, I'm not here trashing anybody. I'm just saying what I know about. I need something I can rely upon. The professional side of that is called Argentin 23. The aloe vera juice, if you can get it, is a raw, clean form that is not heat pasteurized, so they didn't destroy the integrity of the product. And then they don't add, guess what, preservatives. So it is clean and pure and ready to be used optimally by the body, and it's Stockton Aloe 1. You go to Aloe1, A-L-O-E-1.com, Aloe1.com. And if you can't get at the Aloe1 because it's shipped frozen to you, then you go to the health food store, you do the next best thing. Find an organic, minimally processed, minimally preserved form, so it's not corrupted, and you utilize that. And you take 1 to 2 tablespoons of the silver, mix it with the aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach, probiotic replenishment at night. If you need more details on it with more adjunctive supportive therapies, it's in the latest edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. Unlock the Power to Heal. All right, so there you go. Now, on to the question of the day or comment of the day that was pretty intense. This came in, from a few days ago. I've been able to get to it. Where did it come in from? I think it's on the website here somewhere. Cindy. Yeah, Cindy wrote. And she said she was upset. She says, I'm an avid listener of the RSB show and heard your session last week. Among things, you discussed the work of Weston Price. And, you know, Superdon, we were talking, you know how it is with Dr. Bitar. We really don't plan ahead for shows with Dr. Bitar. We can try,
right,
but it just, they happen the way they happen, right? And she was directing this to Dr. Bitar, said, you got it wrong, and in the process disseminated false information to thousands of listeners, about Weston A. Price. I'm like, oh, man, what did we do? This must be horrible. It must be awful. What happened? So not being a Weston A. Price expert, I'm not. Honestly, I've read his stuff. I'm not someone that's been involved actively in the chapters. I spoke at the Weston Price Conference. The group has done tremendous good in bringing out really important things related to food quality, real food, avoiding toxic mistakes in modern medicine, including vaccines. So I have mad respect for the organization and the work of Weston A. Price. What happened, though? So I asked our good friend, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, to go back and listen, because she's a Weston A. Price chapter member. She's much more well-read than I am on the subject, because we don't intentionally diss anybody or mislead people. And it was evidently a discussion that we had gotten into, I believe, regarding fluoride and also other things that were happening at the time that, you know, he was doing his research. And Roseanne, God bless her, she went to the source into Weston Price's book. Because Bitar had said that Price had traveled around the world to monitor the use of fluoride in various populations and its effect on not just dental but in lung, bones, etc., which is not exactly what he had done. You know, my perspective on Price is that he observed the diets, the native diets, and that when people went off of those native diets, all hell broke loose in the bodies of these people and their offspring very soon after. And that's the basic premise without getting into the nitty-gritty detail, because to me, it's not the Bible in a sense. I'm not going to go in and quote it every time, but there are people, that's what they do. God bless you for doing it. But Price's book, it said four pages in his 500-page book on fluorine as a natural element found in rock, soil, and water based on the evaporation into water pools. And he noted that fluorine naturally increases the hardness of developed teeth, even in a test tube. And it includes slight resistance to acids, including those due to carbohydrate fermentation, right? As we've argued here, if there is a benefit at all to fluoride, it's topical in a very limited way because it is a toxic substance beyond that. And you know, utilizing it in very small quantities and then spitting it out, not absorbing it, which you can't totally avoid absorbing it if you put it in your mouth. And Price noted also noted that the authors he cautioned applying it because it is extremely toxic. He also talked about how fluorine affected plant growth in rats. And he says concentrations over 1% of food depressed several minerals, iron, calcium, phosphorus, and potassium, and a general disturbance of mineral metabolism. So, again, I don't know. I don't go back and listen to my shows normally unless there's some reason to. And thank you, Roseanne Lindsay, for helping me out in this one, because we're not fans of fluoride here. And if we upset somebody over a reference to Weston Price that is not exactly accurate, I promise you it isn't because we were trying to piss you off. And I recognize that some people have time to go into great detail on any one given author and become experts in that author and what he or she said. I don't proclaim to be, nor does Batar to proclaim to be, an expert in Weston Price. And it was off-the-cuff remarks trying to go back, recall, or memories. I don't know that this changes if somebody heard that and never hears what I've just said now. Will this completely destroy their view of Weston Price? If it does, I don't know what to say about them at that point. But, Super Don, you saw these comments. I don't know if there's a way I can really make right, because we're not going to have Sally Fallon on every week for 15 minutes.
No,
we're not. We're not. I'll say this because my concern is something that is a controversy, and I don't have a dog in the fight, but there is controversy over this so-called fermented cod liver oil that I talked about even with Dr. Nick Gonzalez when he was alive. There's controversy about that, and I don't think that it's being taken seriously enough by Sally. I'm just saying, that's my perspective there.
They're just, there are things people are going to disagree on. Sometimes you just have to agree to disagree. Kind of like coffee enemas, you know?
What, you don't agree with me on coffee enemas, that they're good for you? You don't disagree. You just don't want to do it. There's a difference there. It's not like you're calling out the science and going, Robert, you're crazy about this. You're just saying, I don't want to do it.
I was agnostic. There you go.
Oh, agnosticism again.
There you go.
All right. Well, we got another caller coming in. By the way, you can call in 24/7, even when we're not on the air, and leave a message. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we'll go to the phones.
I still use cassettes. I still use open reel-to-reel tapes. And my question is, I've called several shows and so far nobody will give me the answer I want. What evidence can I get easily to take into my doctor's office to disprove everything she says about the flu shot? I know they're not good. I understand all that. But what can I find somewhere easy that I can present to her without being 80 pages and so forth? Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Ron in Missouri is asking that question. And it's a fair question.
You know what? Hold on. Before we get to his actual question, I'm trying to figure out, why did he start off with, I use cassette tapes and open reel-to-reel tapes?
You know what? I think, wasn't it last week we were talking about BASF and Memorex?
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that makes sense, because it threw me off. I'm like, okay.
yeah. Like, call him the Robert Scott Bell Show. I still use cassette tapes, Robert. What? What? No. We did talk about that because BASF is one of the largest manufacturers of vitamin C.
Okay, I get it now. Sorry, Ron. I didn't put two and two together.
Get with the program, you agnostic, you. Anyway, Ron, the question I have for you is, why do you even care to try and convince your doctor? And why is that your doctor if you have to convince them of something so patently obvious that flu shots are stupid? Now, maybe you have an investment because this doctor is friendly and nice and you want to maintain some kind of relationship or rapport. Okay, I understand that. It's not an easy answer. That's why people haven't given you an easy answer. I will say we do have a link to the, what is it called, the Cochrane Library? Vaccines for Preventing Influenza in Healthy Adults. It's not a one-pager, but it's pretty comprehensive. And I think if you at least give the link or if you want to go print it out, if they read that, they would have to acknowledge, because the Cochrane Collaboration is not a Johnny-come-lately fringe, you know, semi-medical, natural guru, frou-frou, you know, new-age group. I mean, this is a hardcore medical group doing great research and analysis. And their assessment of the flu shot was just, it's a disaster. It doesn't work. So I would point you to the Cochrane Collaboration. Superdog, maybe we can respond to him directly, but we can blast that out through social media and make sure we
do it. Well, I would recommend, if you're really wanting to try, listen, you're talking about a doctor.
Yeah.
And these doctors are supposed to know how to read studies and stuff like that. You can simply print out the abstract of this study.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, here you go. And if this isn't enough for you, let them do the homework and go and figure it out. But it's a legitimate study.
Sure. I mean, you think your doctor would be willing to read a study that would maybe change the way they approach seasonal influenza? Or they could be blogging like Orak Gorsky and have no time for patients, which might be a good thing because I wouldn't want that guy to see even someone I didn't like regarding cancer therapy. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. We'll talk about science and Freddie Mercury's voice next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Othrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
All right, Freddie Mercury bringing us back in from break to wrap up today's broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Notes will be up in a bit at robertscottbell.com. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why? Thanks again. I can't, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay is amazing. You know, when this letter from Cindy came in, I was like, dude, this is like overwhelming, all the things that she was picking apart. It's like, you know, when you have a biblical scholar trying to throw out all these things, it's like, if you're not a biblical scholar, how do you answer any of those things? It's just too much. And we have to do a show about a lot of things, not just one thing. And so, again, thank you, Roseanne, for researching that and getting to the heart. Hopefully we did that well. Now, on to Freddie Mercury. Don't stop him now. And you know who stopped him now? Scientists. Doctors. They killed the man with AZT. They killed thousands of men that they claimed had AIDS or HIV with AZT until they figured out the AZT was killing them. They admitted it, and then they reduced the dosage and mixed it with other stuff, and then people lived longer, and they said, oh, it works now. Lies, all lies. What wasn't a lie is Freddie Mercury's talent. Freddie Mercury's voice was not a lie. It was incredible. One of the most, perhaps could be argued, the best rock and roll voice ever. And scientists are now trying to explain it. I don't know why. Obviously, they think they've cured cancer, even though we know how to do it through the truth about cancer. But now they're going to turn their sights on Freddie Mercury's voice.
Well, that's important stuff, you know.
Yeah. Why would they do that? An in-depth analysis. How do they do this anyway? I mean, how do they study his voice now except for, on Memorex?
Right? Now, that's true. Yeah. With those cassette tapes and open reel-to-reels that are still
exactly.
Out there.
That's how they're doing it. Team of researchers carefully scrutinized his vocal talents and have published their results in the journal Logopedics Phoniatrics Vocology. That's kind of, if your name is Phoniatrics, you're not. That's not a good name.
That's kind of a poor choice of terminology there. Huh?
I know it's like phonograph. Funny, it's sound, right? Logo, sound, the word, vocal, sound. Okay, it's all there. Sounds like your name's a little redundant. But led by Christian Herbst, a voice scientist at the University of Vienna, the researchers analyzed Freddie Mercury, the solo collection, as well as 23 commercially available Queen recordings. The scientists also used an endoscopic video camera to study a rock singer brought in to imitate Mercury's singing voice. Really? I mean, There's some good imitations, I guess, but are you going to get the same thing? I mean, how do you sing with one of those things down your throat? That's just not going to work. An endoscope? Yeah. You're going to be going, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the sound you're going to hear. So what they say, analysis of Mercury's speaking voice suggests he was a baritone. A cappella recordings of Mercury highlighted a surprisingly high mean fundamental frequency modulation rate, vibrato. I never knew vibrato was called mean fundamental frequency modulation rate. And he had a 7.0 hertz, and yeah, it was a mean voice in a good way, reaching the range of vocal tremor. They also identified a subharmonic vibration in Mercury's singing voice that likely created his famous growl. Subharmonic. It sounds like the overtones that the monks, you know, those monks that can do overtones, they can sing.
That's real stuff. Yeah. I can tell you that in the singing that I used to do in a cappella groups, that you do, and there's this thing where if you hit the notes just right, you can have a four-part harmony.
Wow.
And you will hear with your ear a fifth part that will emerge from the harmony because everybody's hitting on the right note just the right way.
Yeah. At the end, their conclusion, nonetheless, the scientists stated that it's not too far-fetched to conjecture that Freddie Mercury was rather skillful in adapting his laryngeal configuration to musical needs, thus exhibiting a great variability of sound timbres for enhanced musical expression. It's like, nonetheless, he's an awesome singer, right? Moment of dove for that.
Come to the conclusion. You know what this was?
What?
This was a bunch of science guys that really liked Freddie Mercury and loved Queen music that somehow conned somebody into giving them a grant so they can sit around for a few weeks and listen to Queen.
Nice. Exactly. Send money so we can listen to Queen recordings and Freddie Mercury. By the way, did you hear Ari singing The Scientist? Did I send you that YouTube link?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's cute, wasn't
great.
It?
She's great. Yeah.
I'm a dad, I'm biased, so I'm not going into what great or not, but I thought it was kind of sweet anyway. All right. Yeah, if you'd like to see that, just send me a message. I'll send you the link. Otherwise, robertscottbell.com, back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. And who knows whatever other guests and exciting things we've got in store for you. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thanks to Jeffrey Jackson as well, Super Don, Captain Morgan. Thank you, Justin, on the board. Remember, folks, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.